Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, didn't mean to touch off such a debate there by mentioning Pete Buttigieg. Hey, let's just legalize all of it. But if you're looking at what Buttigieg is saying here, right? He's not talking about just legalizing for personal use. And not a small amount for personal use. I mean, you could traffic this stuff. I mean, this is wide open. Texter writes about our last caller, Mr. Hysterical is conveniently ignoring the fact that after Colorado legalized marijuana, illegal sales increased because people didn't want to pay the taxes and the illegal drugs were cheaper. Yeah, same thing happened in California.
You know, it's called economics. It's pretty easy to figure out.
Yeah. Texter writes, did I just hear a youth minister want crack and meth to be legal? Miller Lite meth will be 2-for-1 at the local store. Like, a lot of folks are texting, calling, and you can't stop people from using drugs. I don't think you can stop people from using drugs or guns because they're illegal. That's an entirely different thing to say. We're just going to decriminalize drugs. And you know what doesn't make sense to me about what Pete's saying here? Again, Alan Wilson, we've had him on the show. He talked about this extensively, this myth that people have that the Democrats have, you know, perpetrated. And the media, too, that, well, there's all these people in prison because they just had a little bit of meth or heroin. They're just really addicts. And that was all. And so we just don't need to keep them there. Well, that's just not true. I mean, here in the state of South Carolina, you look at what people get away with. Possession's nothing. Nobody goes to prison for possession here. I mean, they literally don't. People don't go to prison here, Lee, as we've documented, for possession plus grand theft auto plus, well, you robbed a convenience store, too. You're still out. Your sentence, has been suspended. I mean, people are walking around. Possession's the tiniest bit of what they did. I mean, the idea is people in prison here for possession, and that's all, and it's so unfair. I mean, it's an absolute myth. And Alan Wilson debunked that, our attorney general, and said, listen, we have drug diversion here. So if you're just on a small possession charge, what's going to happen to you is we're going to charge you. We're going to put you in drug court. We're going to make you get treatment. You could conceivably end up in prison if over a long amount of time you refuse to cooperate. But even then, you're not going to do a major sentence. Mm-hmm. And so that's the stick to get these people into rehab. If you don't have that stick, well, it's decriminalized. Could you please go to rehab? Well, no. Okay. That's a major tool that we have to help get these people help. So, I mean, again, Alan Wilson debunked that. A lot of people still think that, though, because, you know, the media will find that one case out of a million and trumpet it all over the place. It's just not the case. I've pulled records, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of records over my career, and there ain't anybody. I go into prison for possession.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's possession of a, you know, trunk load of crack, yeah, you're going to prison for that. But just the, you know, just the small amounts, no. I mean, and it's this delusion and confusion by people to think everybody in prison's there because they used a little bit of heroin. It just didn't happen. In fact, I want to put more of them in.
I've heard law enforcement say recently that, you know, if they stop somebody and, you know, they catch them with like a joint or something or other, it's like a big deal. You know, go on. It's not worth the paperwork.
Yeah, no. I mean, and police have been doing that since I was in Charlotte reporting on that. They just laugh and make people dump the baggie out on the side of the road and send them on their way.
Yeah.
What they're looking for are illegal weapons. They're looking for contraband that you stole. Is the car legally in your possession? That's the kind of stuff they're looking at. Texter writes, rehab does not work the first few times. Prison rape for busting rehab is insane. Stupid policy. Again, these people, it takes a lot to end up in prison for not going to rehab. A lot. And a lot of the time, you're not serving like the standard prison sentence either. You're doing weekends in jail at the local lockup. You're not going to prison for 3 years because you failed to go to rehab. It just doesn't work that way. A lot of people calling in on that, though. I want to jump on something else. This is the absolute absurdity of the story. Trump finally has drained somebody from the swamp. firing 70 Obama holdovers.
Mm-hmm. Good.
At the NSC. Good. There's 200 total. I'm hoping the rest of them go.
Yeah.
Just broom them out of there. And outrage has ensued by Chuck Schumer. He wants an investigation. Wrote a letter to 74 inspectors general. We have that many in the federal government. Can we fire some of them too?
Yeah, exactly.
Do we need that many? Requesting an investigation into any and all instances of retaliation against whistleblowers. What whistleblowers? Where are they?
Yeah.
We've only got two that we know of. That leaves 68 more. They're not whistleblowers. They're Obama appointees. Here we go again. Obama can do DACA by an executive order, right?
Mm-hmm, yep.
And Trump can't reverse it.
Right.
Obama can appoint people to the NSC, but Trump can't reverse it.
Right.
But what if Obama wants to reverse other presidents' appointments? Oh, sure, he can go into the military and fire 197 people.
Yep.
And they were honest about why they did it, on suspicion of disagreement with Obama's political philosophy.
Right.
That was it. Just suspicion. They didn't have to prove it.
Which he has the right to do so.
He does. He has. I didn't like it. I mean, they got rid of such a military brain trust.
Yeah.
And of course, these were pro-American guys. You know that. Obama was not pro-American. And so you knew that was the problem. That's why we criticized him before. But none of us argued that he couldn't do it.
Right.
We just didn't like that he did it. And that's legit. That is legit criticism. But I mean, I talked about it. I mean, the idea he couldn't do it never crossed my mind.
No. That is within the power of the president. Many of these positions serve at the pleasure of the president, period, end of story. There's no scandal. There's no constitutional crisis. It's just the way it's set up.
If Trump decides, I don't need an NSC. I'm pretty smart myself. I'll figure it out. Okay. Fire them all. Don't have an NSC. It's an executive level agency. He can do what he wants.
I don't think it would be a good idea, but...
No. But again, Trump has this problem.
Depends
and it's a huge
there.
Problem. If you look at him hiring Bolton, like, why would he hire Bolton? There aren't a lot of people with a resume to do these positions in D.C. that are, you know, not tied at the hip or have financial interest in going to war because they've worked for the industries that get rich off war, or industries get rich off of whatever. I mean, I think part of Trump's problem has always been like, okay, if not this guy, who do I hire?
Yeah.
You know, and just simply not having a replacement. Plus, Democrats have made it so hard to replace these people with his own nominees by holding them up that, I mean, we're lucky just to get judges through.
Well, and look at these investigations, the constant threat of investigations and the prosecutions. Who would want to put themselves in a position to do that, to serve for the presidency when you've got the threat of Democrats who are going to investigate you, might make up some, you know, charges and, you know, go to some court and lie about something that they need to spy on you about and then, you know, have you hold up on charges on Capitol Hill? Why would you want that? Who wants to assume that risk these days? And that's why they do this. It's exactly why they do it.
I hope he just keeps going. Just start firing people right and left, right and left, right and left. But now this has become a basis for investigation. It could be retaliation. These people didn't even do anything. Retaliation for what? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And the Democrats is brilliant what they do. They make you think that the president can't do these things,
right,
like constitutionally, and then they accuse Trump of doing them. And that's the president absolutely can. He's the executive.
Yep.
It's absolutely maddening to just, you know, watch this whole thing go down. Meanwhile, Devin Nunes asked, did you hear about this? I need the audio back on, Chris. Devin Nunes was asked, Representative Devin Nunes, what do you think the Democrats will do next? And he said, oh, I'm sure they met over the weekend. They're trying to cook up their next hoax for their next set of investigations.
Yeah. I'm not sure that they actually know how to do anything else. So my guess is they're going to start with John Bolton, maybe others. They may concoct a new hoax. I'm not sure that that the American people will believe it, but you can be sure of one thing. The mainstream media will support whatever it is the narrative is that they want to build.
Well, Congressman, the mainstream media up in arms over the fact that on Friday, the President of the United States...
Yeah, so that was the end of that.
I don't think Bolton's got anything more than what they've already reported. And you know, just that he's got a disagreement with Rudy and several other people about certain events that may have happened or certain things were said. But there was never anything about what Bolton said that was illegal or unconstitutional.
No, they didn't want Bolton to come. They didn't want him to come. Because remember, first of all, they could have gone to court.
Yes.
They could have fought to expedite their subpoena. They chose to do neither of those. They did not go to court over Bolton. They did not choose to expedite the subpoena. They even had a judge willing to who was like, yeah, I'll expedite these subpoenas. And Democrats are like, no. Remember? Because they actually did go to court to subpoena Bolton's assistant. When a judge said, oh, I'll expedite that for you. They're like, oh, no, never mind. We don't want it. Yeah. And then remember, Bolton said, hey, listen, I've changed my mind. I'm not going to go to court. Just send me a subpoena. I'll come testify. We'll just forget it. All you need to do is send me a subpoena. I'll come testify. And they never sent one. And you know why that is? Because it's much better for them to let their followers think that Bolton's got this dirt and Trump's hiding it. Yeah. Bringing Bolton in, it'd just be like a snooze fest like when they brought Mueller in.
Right.
And they know that. So they need a thing to keep it hooked. So everybody pretends, Brad Pitt pretends, we really wanted Bolton, man, but we just couldn't get him. Oh, yeah, they could have. Yeah. They avoided getting him every way to Tuesday. You know, and they got time. I mean, if they want to talk to Bolton before the election, let's watch.
Yeah.
They could easily put a subpoena out from a legit committee with a legit subpoena power and get Bolton if they wanted. But they won't.
No,
they won't. I bet my 401k double or nothing. They wouldn't. They're not going to. And then they'll tell their followers, well, we just couldn't get him. Well, it's because we didn't try.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Dirtiest place in your house. You'd have to think the toilet bowl, right? Not necessarily. If you think the bathroom is the dirtiest room in your home, think again. It's actually the carpets in your bedroom.
Ugh.
Harbor more than double the bacteria found in the living room and 10 times as much as the toilet seat in your bathroom. Home office floors found to be the cleanest. Bedroom carpets by far the dirtiest. What are you doing in the bedroom? Anyway, experts recommend vacuuming at least twice a week and having carpets professionally cleaned at least once a year to avoid high levels of bacteria, mold, and yeast. Oh, Lord. Yeast? Yeah. Kind of makes you want to think twice about one of those, you know, rent somebody else's house when you're out of town kinds of deals. Yuck. We take our shoes off at the door. My house feels dirty now if we don't have a whole closet for it. We just put them all right in there, take them off right at the door, and no tracking of the nastiness into the house. Think about it. I mean, the bottom of your feet have been, you know, the bottom of your shoes. They've been public restrooms, walked in, you know, up and down public walkways and hallways where other people have walked. And I'm all for building your immune system, but don't really want to do what's involved. You know what I'm saying? 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Okay. Let's go ahead and broom some of these calls off the line. We got a guy, Bill in Greer, I think, saying Buttigieg killed 12 dogs as a teenager. No, he didn't. That's an internet meme thing. It didn't happen. It's been debunked. That's all the time I'm going to spend on that. We're not going to deal in silly stuff here. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Texter writes, nothing could get me to vote for Buttigieg or any of the other socialists except maybe Operation Chaos in the primary. Yeah, a lot of attention's been paid to, I guess, some folks trying to, vote for Bernie in South Carolina. Interesting to see how that works out. Texter writes, if marijuana were truly legal in Colorado, wouldn't it be impossible to sell it illegal? Well, the problem is they added all the taxes. And so people just like, forget that. I'm going to buy it on a black market. And that's what they do. Texter writes, where's it go? My dad, can't read that. Texter writes, I agree, legalize drugs and let the stupid drug owners remove themselves from the world. The problem is they're going to take other people with them. Now, the texter writes about our last call. I never heard a minister use that kind of language. Not necessary. Another texter writes, do you remember when... Oh, I forgot. Tara, do you remember when Obama fired General McChrystal for criticizing him in a Rolling Stone interview? And the media was like, yeah! This is the double standard. If you take nothing else away from the show, understand the media, they're full of it. Now, they're absolutely full of it. And 70% of what they do when they're not lying is acting. We need a demand investigation. How could Trump fire Obama's appointees? I don't know. How did Obama fire 197 members of the military and nobody cared in the media? Because they don't care. They didn't care then. They don't care now. They're just pretending they care to whoop up people and confuse them. Texter writes, I hate to say it, but I think this Mayor Pete fella is going to get votes just out of political correctness. Folks, I've been arguing about this with Rambo Loco. Not arguing, but debating. I'm telling you, Pete Buttigieg would be formidable if he gets the nomination. Don't kid yourself. Now, I mean, it doesn't matter what he says or does after that. Just the fact that he's gay and has a husband who would be living with him in the White House will get him votes. Nobody will care what he says after that. And I know that sounds really strange to you, but you know, if you're up there in age, you don't understand. I mean, I walk into my daughter's middle school; it's rainbows everywhere. I mean, like as an accessory, people are wearing rainbow shirts, rainbow arm bracelets, rainbow necklaces. It's all about the love, rainbow. You know, love everyone, that kind of thing. You guys, one of the most interesting things to me, I used to buy the kids' clothes at Children's Place occasionally. Mostly I shop thrift. But, I need some things I can't get there. I'll go there. I'm amazed. You go to that website, and I don't need to advertise. I guess it's the opposite of advertising. Take a look at it sometime. I mean, rainbow, love wins, T-shirts and sweaters. And, I mean, they're hot. They sell out. And it's not one. It's like in every category. You want a long sleeve shirt? You want a short sleeve shirt? Would you like some Love Wins rainbow pajamas? We got those too. How about the Love Wins, headband, armbands? I mean, this stuff is huge. And so these women who are what, late 20s, early 30s, they're buying this stuff up. I'm telling you, they would eat up a Buttigieg candidacy. They would eat it up. They will know nothing more about him when they go to vote than that he's gay. And they want to be part of the celebration. I kid you not. You might think it's going to hurt him. Being gay is it's a big asset for Pete.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Did you see this, Lee?
What's that?
If you're a worried about so-called man-made climate change,
yeah.
Maybe it shouldn't be. Remember how when we pulled out of the Paris Accords, everybody freaked out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh, people are going to die. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be a disaster, blah, blah, blah. Because, you know, unless we pay trillions of dollars in taxes to international government, yeah. We can't change the weather.
Yeah.
Or something.
Something like that.
Like that. Mm. Yeah. The numbers are out and it's looking great for the U.S. and for Trump. U.S. carbon emissions fell in 2019. That was not supposed to happen. U.S. experienced a 2% drop in overall greenhouse gas production. Very exciting. And that is largely due to fracking natural gas, which Elizabeth Warren wants to ban on her first day in office.
Yeah. See, and here's the other thing. That a drop in carbon emissions during an economic expansion.
Yes.
That is exactly the opposite of everything these people are telling you.
Because they lie. They just make stuff up. And yeah, here's the cool thing. I mean, this and it's really amazing when you look at what our technology has done, despite not following. This is red state, but the study was published by the AP. Despite not following the protocols of the climate alarmist, we have managed not only to experience a drop in emissions for two of the last 3 years, but we are also, the U.S. is currently seeing an output that has fallen below levels of a quarter century ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we've grown tremendously in that time, including numbers of cars on the road, yet we're experiencing a decline. Okay, well, what about all the pointy-nosed intellectuals who tell us they're so much smarter than us and we need them. We need to give them money to help us control our carbon emissions. How the rest of the countries in the world doing compared to us?
Hmm.
Not so good. USA number one. This is a statistical review of World Energy from June of 2019. 10 countries with the largest reductions and increases in CO2. Largest reduction, number one, USA. Number two, randomly, Ukraine. I guess all businesses just come to a halt there. They've been robbed blind. I don't know.
Poor folks.
Yeah. Number three, surprisingly, Mexico. Number four, UK. After that, South Africa. Venezuela, not surprising. Nothing going on there in terms of
really.
Industry.
Very little economic activity.
Socialism
going on.
And occasionally they do have to light a fire up to eat a lion or something from the zoos to not survive.
So
they
could survive.
Yeah. Okay. Increases. Increases in CO2, South Korea, Russia, Canada, Spain. Remember Canada? Remember Justin Trudeau looking down his nose
exactly,
at us?
Exactly, yeah.
Because we drop kicked the Paris Accords, and look at him, that pollutant.
JT, come on, get with
mess.
It over there.
Yeah, I know. European Union, one of the biggest increases.
Well, and that's sort of a misnomer because that's like, you know, that's the entire European continent.
Yeah, it's all
other
the countries
than UK.
Put together. Yeah. So, but yeah, when you break out United Kingdom, which they're looking at, I guess, separately here, since I guess it's not really part of the EU anymore.
Not anymore.
They're fourth. So we are leading the world in reduction of CO2 gases. But if you listen to these hysterical people, you would think because of Trump, we're polluting all over the place. It's getting worse. We're all going to die in 10 years. It's not going to happen.
No.
Here's a question. I just using my logic, right? I'm not a climate scientist, but then again, neither is Greta Thunberg. So. You know what I'm saying? I should be able to weigh in. She doesn't know anything either. Okay, if our emissions in 2019 were less than they hit a 27-year low, less than 27 years ago, right? Even though we've had all the growth in cars on the road and stuff like that. And 30 years ago was roughly when they started telling us we had 10 to 11 years left, right?
Exactly, yeah.
And that never happened three times.
Yeah.
Like, it just never happened. First they said, remember the first prediction was in 79, and it was supposed to be 89 when the world went to hell and we were all done.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if our emissions have hit a 27-year low, right? Which means they're about what they were about 30 years ago, right? And 30 years ago is when they started lying about all this stuff and saying we had 10 years left.
Yeah.
Then we're fine. Right? We're like totally fine. Are we not?
At least for another 30 years.
Yeah. So, I'm glad to know we got nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
That's good. It's good news. You won't hear anywhere else?
No, not going to hear about that. I'm sure that'll be buried somewhere if it ever makes it.
Yeah. Speaking of which, by the way, did you hear about this, the Trump New Hampshire rally? The overflow crowd was so huge, it had its own overflow crowd. So that guy, pretty popular.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, even up in New Hampshire.
Yeah. Pete Buttigieg, by the way, who was supposedly just behind Bernie Sanders, had a crowd of 1,000.
There you go.
Trump had a pack crowd of 12,000, but that was only because that's how many seats there were.
Yeah.
The overflow crowd ran into the thousands as people gathered across the street to view and hear the Trump rally on the Jumbotron from a distance.
Just too bad everybody in this country hates the president, huh?
Yeah, it's too bad. It's too bad. Such a shame. So, I'm going to be interesting to see if Bernie is our winner tomorrow. Go ahead. What?
I'm with you. I'm really kind of, it's going to be interesting to see how this turns out, because this is really going to set things up for Super Tuesday and for the South Carolina primary.
Yes. Are you going to vote in the Democrat primary, Lee, or?
No, I have no intention of doing that. I'm not going to criticize those who do. There's a thing going on, because there are certain Republicans who are, and apparently these are folks that are Republican officials within the Republican Party, you know, on a county basis.
Yeah.
And they're saying, hey, go out and vote. Let's vote for this person. Let's do what Democrats have been doing to Republicans all along. And I got no problem with folks doing that. I just choose not to, because I'm one of those. I'm not going to do something that I have criticized the Democrats for doing. But then again, I'm not going to criticize those who do. But knock yourself out. If you think that's worth doing, go ahead. But it's just not something I'm going to choose to participate in. I don't ever want my name to show up on a roll as having voted in a Democrat primary. And that will happen. They don't know who you voted for, but they'll know that you voted in a Democrat primary. And, you know, that big deal. I've seen people within the party do it before.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm super hesitant about that, because do you know that the Democrats in South Carolina in 2016 ran an Operation Chaos? Did you know they did that?
Yeah.
And you know who their candidate was that they thought, we got to go out and get this guy because he's totally losing? Trump.
Mm-hmm.
They voted for Trump.
Yeah.
I read that in USA Today.
I just want to see this state registration by party, period. That's in the story. The folks on a county level have been begging the state party to do it. The state party is begging the legislature to do it. And yet you've got folks who claim to be Republicans in Columbia who will not follow through.
Now, that I can agree with. I'm just terrified to send anybody to the polls. I truly am. I mean, because, you know, we could be sitting there on election day after a Bernie Sanders victory and going, what the heck do we do?
Yeah.
Because there were people in Democrats in South Carolina saying that their Operation Chaos again, they voted for Trump. So I just really, I don't like the idea of thinking you can figure this out. You know what else scares me is the idea of sending people to the polls, Republicans, period, because a lot of them are going to vote for Tulsi. The last thing I want is Tulsi to come out of here with any kind of boost.
Well, I mean, it's not going to make any difference. I mean, she's so far behind, it's not going to make any difference.
No, but I don't even want her getting a second look. I mean, look, Bloomberg's come out of nowhere. You know, I mean, so I don't know. It just makes me nervous. I'm going to stay away.
Bloomberg's got name recognition and billions of dollars. And that's the thing with him. And for those who are watching the Joe Biden moderate Democrat candidate crumble right before your eyes, that they're looking for somebody else. And, you know, he's obviously got a history as being former mayor of New York, but he ran as a Republican. Don't forget that.
Yeah. I'm just going to be interesting to see if the Democrat leadership can ram Bloomberg down the throats of anti-capitalists.
Yeah.
Him being an old white billionaire. It's just going to be interesting.
Well, if Biden doesn't come in first or second, I think he's toast.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what he does in South Carolina. I just don't think you're going to see enough support there to continue on.
Mm-mm. No, I think Biden's done. That's where this thing gets really, really, really interesting.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'm just shaking my head here. I'm still thinking about Mayor Pete saying that Pete Buttigieg saying he wants to decriminalize all possession. That would include traffickers, too, you realize. Of all drugs. So fentanyl, meth, cocaine, crack, everything. And he compared it to alcohol. Our caller did. That got everybody buzzed up this morning. I'm sorry, you cannot compare meth to alcohol. Yeah. I tell my kids, you know, on the weekend, I'll have a glass of wine, usually both nights. Rarely more than one glass, because that just, it knocks me out. Sure, I'll just have a hit of meth on Saturday night. It won't affect me. Yeah, right. I don't understand this country. I mean, this is just like overall, Pete's throwing this out. People are like, yeah. But yet, we just had vaping illness, right? 2,600 cases, 59 deaths. I looked up what it had come up to. 59 deaths. Absolute hysteria over vaping. Total hysteria. And it's so bad now that people are going, this is according to the New York Post, people are going back to smoking cigarettes. Not everybody, but there's been an uptick in it because of the whole vaping thing. 59 people dead because of the vaping apps. Remember the hysteria? You're going to tell me we're going to legalize meth. We're going to legalize heroin. We're going to legalize fentanyl. We're going to legalize possession of it, which is legalizing use. We're going to do that, and nobody's going to get hysterical. Nobody's going to care when people die. I mean, we have 70,000 people in this country die every year from drug overdoses, and nobody's going to care. I don't understand that. I mean, if that's your point of view, then, I mean, they ought to be able to sell whatever vape thing they want, whenever they want. I just don't think the country can handle it. I mean, literally, I don't think they can psychologically handle it. Not if we are this whacked out about 59 vape deaths. Well, don't worry. My fentanyl will be totally pure. Okay. Whatever. It's not going to work. It's going to be chaos. Texture rates. You can't compare alcohol to marijuana either. No, I agree with that. But again, marijuana, I think alcohol more addictive than marijuana. But the idea of, yeah, meth, alcohol, it's the same thing. No, it's not. Texture writes, wasn't the vaping illness caused by illegal chemicals in the fluid? They were illegal. I think they just poisoned people. So you want to keep using illegal chemicals in other drugs? No, the drugs are illegal chemicals right now. There's no like, oh, this is 100% pure meth. Don't worry, it'll be fine. It's not going to hurt me. What? If you can't handle 59 vaping deaths, believe me, you cannot handle the legalization of fentanyl, meth, and marijuana and heroin. You literally can't handle it. Texture writes, this person has nailed this. Democrats simply want to illegalize law enforcement. Yes, they do. They do. They want to make it so that these guys sit around all day doing nothing. Texture writes, funny story, this morning while getting ready for school, my 7-year-old watched the morning news with me, and the story about Joe Biden's choice of words was running when he got out of the car at school and called me a dog-faced pony soldier and laughed. Well, I mean, you're not allowed to do anything but laugh. You just pat him on the head, send him on his way, because it's just a joke. When a Democrat does it. It's just a joke, so it's okay. If Trump did it, it'd be a problem, but it was just Joe, so it's all right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.